This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I hate to sound like I'm going to put more pressure on the Warriors. I don't think it matters. I think they're fully aware of where they are. But I woke up today, Dibs, and this is how I felt about this game. It really does. The whole picture, in many ways, comes down to this. And it's not to say that they couldn't win Sunday if you have to go to Sunday, but I already laid this out, and you did too yesterday. I don't think it's a very workable situation for the Warriors. Even if they were to go to Sunday and win a game seven, then turn right around off of that energy and be in Minnesota Tuesday night, 48 hours later for game one, 48 hours later than that for game two. It's too much. It's too much. You have been asking me for how many months now?
Oh, at least 3 months.
What is the over-under on Warrior playoff victories this year? And you kept setting the number at 4.5.
Yep.
And for weeks, I took the under and took the under and took the under. And then the Warriors went through that late season gauntlet and they went to LA and they defeated the Lakers 2 days after defeating Memphis. And then they ran home and defeated Denver. And it was after that run that you asked me the question again. And I finally changed. And I said, I will take the over on 4.5 playoff victories. And I believe that that entire bet comes down to tonight.
Yeah.
That bet for me probably comes down to tonight. And therefore, to me, the Jimmy Butler trade is already a double down the line.
And I like that this morning when you shared
that. It's already a double. But tonight decides, likely, not for sure, but likely decides whether or not this trade was a home run.
I kind of agree with it because even if they win tonight, you go to Minnesota and maybe you lose in six, whatever happens to Minnesota, I do think that what you've learned from the Jimmy Butler era is enough to indicate that this is going to work next year, health permitting, of course, and that every conversation comes down to that. But Jimmy fits. Jimmy is still good. Jimmy is exactly the player they need to keep this thing going. And if you want to talk about Steph and his decline has not been that dramatic. Nope. He might be 7% worse than he was when they were champions 3 years ago. Whatever the number is, he's still good enough to, you know, give it a go and make things happen. So the Jimmy fit, even if this ends in the next round, it still is, in my opinion, a home run because you're going to get better in the offseason, you think, and you come back next year. And even if Jimmy played the whole year, do you think you would have been a 7 seed? No chance. You'd probably be a 3 or a 4 seed.
Totally, totally. And we know since the Jimmy Butler trade, they were the 2 seed in the West after the trade. And so this is kind of what I mean by saying that. I don't want to speak for any Warrior fan. And in fact, we would love for you to call and speak for yourself on this. But my sense is, obviously a championship would be overwhelming and surprising. I think that a trip to the Western Conference Finals for most fans, they would say, you know what, bravo. Hell of an effort. Unbelievable run through the playoffs. Round two is sort of where par arrives. And some would be satisfied enough that counts as making noise in the playoffs. Others would say that that's a disappointment. But round one and out, I think everyone would agree, is a disappointment. That is not enough to say that the Jimmy Butler trade was a great trade. Well, tonight, by all odds, tonight is the night where we find out if this team is comfortably going to get into round two or not. And what they do when they get there, to me, that's where you arrive at, hey, this was a job well done. If you launch forward from here, that's where I'm going to say bravo, unbelievable. If you go and play Minnesota and in six or seven games you lose that series, I wouldn't rip the guys. I would not say, oh my God, this is incredible, but I'd be like, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
This is a pretty good job. Like,
yeah.
This is pretty good. You turned this thing around in February and went somewhere with it. So that's my thinking. The whole kit and caboodle kind of probably comes down to tonight.
I don't think that it, for me anyway, it doesn't all come down to tonight. And I'm looking at the recent history in the post-COVID era of the NBA. And I'm looking at 8 of the last 11 game sevens have been won by the road team. So it's actually been a trend, and we can go through each and every one. Milwaukee over Brooklyn. Milwaukee was probably better. Atlanta did beat Philly in the game seven
yep.
on the road.
Minnesota did it to Denver, right, last year?
Yep, correct.
Yep.
Indiana did it to the New York Knicks. Jalen
right.
Brunson, best Nick ever.
Apparently, yeah.
Apparently not.
Warriors obviously did it 2 years ago to the Kings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you look at the recent history, and I could go back into COVID, but as we talked about yesterday, that's not really fair because those weren't road games.
Right.
But
no fans.
The trend of game seven road victories is dramatic of late.
But understand what I mean. I'm not saying that the Warriors would not be able to win a game seven. I'm saying that even if they did, it would leave them just, I think, kind of breathless going into the next round.
I'll give you that. We talked about that yesterday, and I agree.
And that's also why I'm using the word probably. I'm not going to be definitive and say the whole thing comes down to one basketball game. I because they might win Sunday, and they might surprise us, and they might be able to still function in round two. I don't know. They might go back to Houston on Sunday and get blown out by 30 again. I don't know. But odds are, and the feeling and the vibe is, to me, that this whole thing, whether or not it was just a little success or, quite frankly, a wild success, probably comes down to this game tonight. And I am both nervous and exhilarated by that.
Yeah.
This tonight, this is the game of the Jimmy Butler era. This is the one.
Well, and it might be the game of this entire era, because if you can't win a series against a young team, Houston, in which you were up 3-1. If you can't close that out with, and you know, we could be fair about injuries, like Steph Curry's got a thumb that is a problem. Jimmy Butler has a tailbone, and Draymond Green has a variety of, you know, injuries that have kind of dogged him the whole way, but they're not making excuses, so I won't either. If you're up 3-1 and you can't close out Houston in this fashion, well then, Houston, Golden State, we have a problem going forward.
For sure.
But if you win this series and then, you know, Minnesota, they've got Anthony Edwards, who's phenomenal, and you've got a bigger, younger team, and maybe they get you in the next round. Okay, you could look at that and say, all right, it's a building block. Next year, maybe you're a top 4 seed and you get home court and, you know, you make the roster a little bit better next year, and Pods is better and Moody's better and who knows about JK. Whatever next year is, I think that if you get to the second round, you could be more positive about what you could still become. If you lose this, blowing a 3-1 lead, I'm with you.
Well,
it's like, wow.
It's also, I think, you know, we have a smart audience, and a lot of you have watched a lot of Warrior basketball and just NBA basketball through the years. And so I think that a lot of you understand the ebb and flow of the playoffs. And if you do, and you are actually the better team, and you are actually a good team, like a actual contending team.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You win this game. I actually spend a lot of time with you on these airwaves not making it about one game because I don't think that's usually fair. But the playoffs are a little bit different. And when you have these veterans on the team, the ebb and flow of a playoff series, when you get game one and grab control, when you get game three, when you have a 3-1 lead, we've played all the percentages, they're all high. And then you get to this point, which is game six at home, second chance to close them out. This is a game that a veteran contending team wins. Doesn't mean something weird couldn't happen. So I'm not saying everybody sucks if they don't score more points than the Rockets tonight. But we watched this 3 years ago against Memphis, and they totally forgot a 30-point loss in an hour, and they came out and they won the basketball game. I don't need it to be a blowout. I don't need it to be double digits. They need to score one more point than the Rockets. But this is a game you win if you are who we think you are.
Yeah, you're favored, you're healthy enough, and you're better. So come on out in your home court, and all you fans who are coming out here, get here quick. The game starts at 6, and we want to make sure that everybody's in their seats and ready to go, because the last thing that the Warriors want is to have to get on a plane and go to Houston and also pack for Minnesota.
Exactly.
Because, and you may pack for Minnesota and not even get there.
Right.
Because you go to Houston, and you might be a slight favorite. You might be underdog by the time.
I think they'd be a dog if they lose this game tonight. I think they'd
depends
be a dog.
Depends on how they lose. I mean, if it's a close game and all the rest of it. But, you know, handle it and win, and then tomorrow you get to rest, and then Sunday you worry about flying to Minnesota and you take on the T-Wolves.